Our pledge of the week, our classroom pledge of the week is Ms. Swiegel's third grade class from Hallett Elementary. Thanks to Ms. Swiegel for sending that in, and to all the third graders there at Hallett Elementary.
Yes.
Don't forget, you can send your pledge in to pledge@jandkevin.com.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
New Jersey police chased down a pig named Albert Einswine.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Kevin!
I know this is sort of personal, but I gotta do what I gotta do.
News is brought to you by Global Credit Union's Wear Red Fridays. Today's the first one. We wear red on Fridays because we remember everyone deployed. R-E-D. Remember everyone
Thank
deployed.
You, Jay.
And we'll be doing that all the way through Labor Day weekend.
That was important.
Thank you,
and
Bruce.
I forgot all about letting you say it. My bad.
Now
what I was saying is, I know it's personal and maybe something you don't necessarily want to answer on the air, but I gotta ask you.
Oh my.
How big is yours? I need like a guess at the measurements, okay? How big is your mailbox, Bruce?
It's a standard size mailbox. What are big? Let's see, that's about
okay.
Seven by ten by eighteen.
That's just a guess, but
7 by 10 by 18.
Okay. That's pretty long.
No, 16.
12.
No, it's longer than 12. 16.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Standard mailbox
Warren,
is 6 by 20.
20.
Mm-hmm.
My.
Deep.
And then 10 by what?
That's narrow.
Dimensions don't even make sense. How can you have six dimensions on a mailbox?
Who?
It says it's 9.5 inches tall.
I was close.
It's 6.5 inches wide.
I was close.
And it's 18 inches long.
Huh.
What
Boom.
Did you, what did you say, Monty?
7 by 10 by 18.
Yeah, yeah, you're right there. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to measure mine.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
To be humble when you're perfect in every way.
I know the size of a mailbox, and I like to eat stale hay.
So here, there's a reason why.
Because I'm a horse's what? I'm sorry, go
there's
ahead.
There's a reason why. Because I'm relocating our mailbox.
Oh, nice.
So I just went over the dimensions.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Well, Monty, before you get it finished, let me tell you more.
Okay.
Warren, yours is a normal size?
Yes, sir.
Same with you, Monty, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm going to do a bigger one, though.
Okay. Well, that is what...
Are you going to get one of those rural mailboxes where it drops down below in the little container dealy?
No,
have you seen those?
Yeah, just a larger.
Okay, wow. I'll stop.
The United States Postal Service, known as USPS,
right,
is encouraging Americans to upgrade to a newer, larger capacity mailbox.
Isn't that something?
How about that?
And
the
again,
new mailboxes are wider and taller, which means they are better equipped to accommodate packages ordered online.
There you have it.
Because that's, I would imagine for them, they probably spend a lot of time, it doesn't fit in your...
Yeah, right.
Driving up driveway.
So then you got to go up the driveway. And in the country, there's probably some wild, long driveways.
That's true,
dogs,
horses,
guns.
Goats, and what do you have, Bruce?
Well, that just makes a better target for kids to throw rocks at.
Yeah, get him. Get off my lawn.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of that?
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Yes.
Have you ever had your mailbox smashed?
Yes, sir, I have.
Warren, have
baseball
you had
bat,
it?
You think?
I believe so, yeah.
Every winter.
Recently, there's...
When the snowplow comes by.
Oh, yeah.
Wham!
Yeah, there was tire tracks going up the bank, and mine was broken off at the ground.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know if they deliberately did it or backed up, or I have no idea.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't, snapped right off.
Why would somebody deliberately damage their car? But let's not try to guess.
No.
Yeah.
Right, Jay.
I fixed it.
Thank you, Warren.
Yeah, you're
four by four post?
It was a 4x4 post.
Why don't you reinforce it with metal so if they ever do that again, and
bing,
really.
Bing, ding, yeah, dong, yeah, ding, dong, dong, dong. That's what I did. I put a T-post.
That's what I did.
Whatever that was.
I put a T-post beside it. Ding, dong, ding, dong, dong,
dong. Hey, as I always say.
Can we isolate that?
Steve, as I always say, ding, 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 dong, ding, 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 dong.
You do say that quite a bit.
Oh, man, it's one of my favorite sayings.
Yeah,
Missouri T-bone.
Comes out of the Midwest.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. Like, what do you think of that, Jay? Well, ding, 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 dong, dong, dong.
Warren, when I lived in the country, you might remember my country home.
I do.
I put in a mailbox, and I was very I loved my entryway to my house because I had the white ranch fencing.
Yes, you did.
That's my favorite look. And then I had a white mailbox with, like, you know, the vinyl post and all that stuff so that it matched the fence. But this was my son, who was at the time 10, maybe.
Is that the eldest son?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Cooper was just being a punk.
Well, yeah, he's a punk.
Oh, wow.
My oldest was like, you know what you should do is put this metal. I had, like, from the basketball hoop thing, I had like a 3x3 piece of metal, uh-huh, like just thick metal.
Right. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And so we put that inside of the 4x4 vinyl post.
Nice.
Oh, wow. So he was like, if someone ever hits that, they are destroying themselves.
Yeah, bing, ding, bing, 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 bing,
bing, bing, bing, bing, okay.
That's it.
So beware. If you're ever out there on 609 Brooks Road, don't hit that mailbox.
Let's play a little game. It's the guesstimator. Who's closest? You're going to win the first chili dog. If you're closest to the actual price of the architectural mailbox, standard size mailbox available at Lowe's currently, what price is it, Monty?
$26.99.
Jay, is this the new bigger size?
No, it's just the standard one, current standard one. Thanks. Warren?
$19.99.
No, with ornamental?
No, it's a standard architectural mailbox, but it's a standard mailbox.
Oh, just standard.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, geez. $25.
Yeah, I might be bad at this because I wanted to say $34.99.
Steve, you're actually expensive.
Boy, I wanted to say $42.23.
You should say it then.
$42.23.
Bing, ba-ding, ding, ding, dong, bum, bum, bing, ding, 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 ding. Bruce, you
were...
Does
that mean it's right?
No, Bruce was right. He's only off 2 cents.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Told you so.
Yeah, that's good because all morning long, while the mics are off, he's been giving us his 2 cents. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Well, have a chili dog.
See.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You have Find My iPhone?
Kevin James.
I can't find nothing.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, first of all, Warren, thank you for volunteering to bring food in. I mean, we don't normally do that anymore. We just do, like, donuts and stuff. So thank you for the chili dogs.
You're welcome.
That's awesome.
It's very nice.
I'm very excited about it.
But did you hear the news?
No, what happened? Something happened?
I bought...
Something didn't happen.
Didn't happen. I bought the bag of shredded cheese to bring in.
And I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
I forgot it. It's in the refrigerator at home. Now, I could get in there, out there and back in probably an hour and 15 minutes. I know I'm getting... Everybody who doesn't know, I'm getting the look from Jay right now.
Hey, we got some cheese sticks, though, in the fridge.
Actually, I'm getting the look from... Kind of from everybody, really, except Bruce. Everybody's looking at you guys. There's three people in here, Monty, Jay, Kevin, and they're all just kind of glaring at me. And especially Jay.
Let me read the message from yesterday.
Hmm.
Go ahead. What does it say?
I remember specifically, which is why I was excited, that there was some sort of promise of cheese, if I'm not mistaken.
You guys want chili dogs and cheese tomorrow, or donuts?
Oh,
there was a lot of answers.
There was cheese, mostly from you, Kev.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Jay said what Kevin said.
Yep.
So everybody wanted cheese.
I was just going to eat the cheese. Was all I was going to have.
Yeah,
I wasn't
me too. Gonna I was have, just gonna have
not going to have the chili dogs.
So. I could run to a store close by and get one.
Stop. We're kidding. All right. Let's do
it. I think we should make it.
And then I did B Y. Yep.
Bring your own
H
hot hot sauce.
Yeah, because Bruce and I don't do the hot stuff, but you guys do.
Yeah.
Do you have any?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we have
Tapatio.
Yeah, we have some Tapatio. Oh my goodness gracious, fellas.
You may ask me questions.
There are no stupid questions, just stupid answers.
Well, I don't know about that.
Whatever.
Questions? Anybody have any questions for each other?
What do you have, Bruce?
Oh, Bruce has it. Oh,
no,
Kevin.
I don't.
Kevin, can you grab it? It's off the ground there. We got two guys who can't get off stools. We got, I don't know what's happening over there. Warren, do you have a question to kick it off?
I do.
Good night.
I've got three of them here.
All right, prove it.
Okay, here we go.
Good.
Start off with Monty.
Yes.
Thank you.
What? And I'm not being ornery. I'm not teasing.
This is
okay,
a real
then,
question.
That's just not asking. Yeah.
What do you actually do for a living? Do you work part-time? You've told me you're a sales representative or a consultant or something.
You want to know how many hours he works or exactly what he does?
Well, just kind of what he does. And
I don't think he can tell you because it's super
it's
secret.
Top secret.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can go on to the next question.
Yeah, probably better.
How many hours a week do you work, Monty? I don't. Hopefully your boss isn't listening. A lot. Yeah, that's a good number.
No, there's no defined number.
On the average week, you work 170?
No, more like probably 40.
40, 30, yeah. 30
yeah.
That's very average, yeah. How many hours a week do you work, Kevin? Somewhere to ask.
Lately.
I'm asking for a friend.
Annoying.
Three?
Probably like 30.
Three or four?
Five?
Duly noted. Warren, next question?
Next question. Well, I'm going to, Brewster, I'm going to.
Oh,
I'm
that's me?
Okay, yeah. Do you ever get tired of working at the VFW? You spend a lot of time
there. Oh, it's a fair question. You do a lot of work for them, yeah. And it's not like it's a paid job.
Non-paying.
Yes, non-paying. I think a lot of retired people end up getting those non-paying jobs.
Yeah, yeah. I'll say.
Mm-hmm. Seems like a lot of volunteering, which is awesome.
Seems how my wife's not listening.
Uh-huh.
I like working there.
So. I see what we're doing.
Okay.
There's only so much time in the day, dear.
Yes.
And I got to go work at the VFW.
I feel obligated.
You're right. Yeah. I just got to give back. You're
Brewster,
a giver.
Will you guys be doing something special for Memorial Day?
Yeah, a little short service thing.
Just a, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you were doing like
that's awesome.
Flags at a ceremony or any at a cemetery or anything like that.
Well, thanks, Kevin. You took one of my questions. Appreciate that.
Wow.
Go ahead and scratch that one off.
We've already done the flags at the cemetery on Monday.
Oh, okay.
Little tiny ones.
You just put them in the ground there.
We leave them there year round.
Yeah. So. Oh, good deal.
That's
awesome. Good for you guys.
Can I ask one more?
Yeah, absolutely.
Steve.
Warren. Warren.
Do you have any close friends from back home that you really miss a lot, that you hung out with and just had fun and so on and so forth?
It's a great question, actually.
Yeah, I mean, most of my friends are kind of spread out throughout the country.
All right, we're out of time, Steve. Thanks for that. Yeah. Appreciate the answer. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Steve. No, I want the real answer. Yeah,
but they kind of have been, right? Ever since college?
I have nothing else to say.
Wow. Wow. How do you feel now?
His eyebrows are even up like that.
No, I'm good.
So you guys have been virtual friends after being friends.
Welcome. Hey, here's the deal. Welcome to adulthood.
Yeah. Guys, when you think of a lobby, do you think, what's the first word? Like if we were playing a game where you try to get somebody to say the word lobby, would your first clue be popcorn?
No.
Probably not, but that's not a bad one.
again, asking for a friend.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, a virtual friend?
Virtual friend. Yeah, pretty much a friend like Steve.
What are we talking here?
I don't know. Bruce, you got another question?
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
For Kevin.
I have my questions for Kevin.
Is it about the zit on my face?
Let me see it.
Oh, no.
I can see it.
The whole left side of my face looks like it's swollen from this giant red
pimple.
Did
you sleep on your hand or something so it was sweaty?
No.
I don't even know if that
caused
it.
Well, I mean, I did get a new headgear for my...
Football helmet?
No, for my CPAP machine.
Oh,
so I wonder if it just...
Same thing.
Same thing.
Man almighty. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, Bruce.
No, I don't want to know about your zit. So.
I just feel like it's closest to you. Yeah. I feel like it's coming off of my face and touching you.
Oh, go.
How do you feel about that, Bruce?
I don't know. I want to ask you something important.
Oh, this is important.
Ask you something important.
So, Mr. DJ, when you're up there spinning your, what do they call them little things?
Well, the technical term is a platter.
Platter. Yeah, that's right.
Or, you know, it's supposed to look like a fake record.
Spinning the hits.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you wear some bling? You got big gold chains and...
I have worn...
What?
A couple times I've worn chains and a hat.
And a hat, too?
But that's usually like a party that it fits. Most of the time, Bruce, I wear nice clothes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Do you want me to wear
so
a
chain? So tickled with that question.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to take a picture of you doing that.
Okay. Deal. I will.
Kevin. Jeez. That's awesome.
Yeah. Kevin's, I think, chains are like, they look like novelty chains, not like real chains.
Oh, they're not the real thing.
Yeah. You know, I mean, because it's usually like has a dollar sign on it. Isn't that the same one, Kevin?
That's offensive.
This was a deeper question than we originally thought.
Like they were very real.
I apologize. That's my bad. Monty, do you have a question?
I do. I have one question.
Yes, sir.
I actually have two. One for you, Jay.
What's, okay.
When is your next vacation and where are you going?
It's in June, and I'm going to go see my mom for her 94th birthday.
Oh, there you go. That's awesome. Good. Good answer. Yes,
to Minnesota?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Got a quick stop to Minnesota, and then it's going to wear double dipping on that one due to a Minnesota trip. And then drive to Nebraska for my wife's high school reunion.
Oh, wow. Double dip.
Yeah, her 10th her 10th year class.
One fell swoop.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm very excited about that.
There was some bad weather in her hometown, I believe.
Yeah, there was a tornado right by where a bunch of my friends live. That was very, very bad,
yeah.
Oh. Yikes.
That's not good.
Warren wins the sound effect game every day.
Oh. Bing, bing, ding, ding.
Oh, bing, ding, 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 ding. Oh, oh, bing, bing. And, oh, ah, oh.
Bing, dong.
Ah. And then there's the cheese.
And Monty, you had one more, again. You say?
Yeah, well, I had two, but you stole one, but that's okay.
he's not bitter about it.
Steve. Okay. Steve, my friend. Yeah. How many cars have you owned in your lifetime?
Well, that's a great question.
That's a really good question.
Yeah. Steve has a car now that was what year, Steve?
2011.
He has a 2011 with now 50,000 miles on it.
Oh, that man. He bought.
Yeah.
New.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he's had it for 13 years. And he's already got 50,000 miles on it. That's probably driving the tires off that thing.
Wearing that poor thing out. Yeah.
Wait, have you even had to put tires on it?
Good question.
Yeah, I got new tires before I moved here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
So how many cars have you owned?
Well, just that one, I guess, technically, because the other one was shared between my brother and I. Good old Honda Odyssey minivan.
Oh, man. Monty, he's owned that car for 13 years. That means that he was 20 when he bought it. So probably one is the right answer.
One is the right answer. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Who co-owns a van with their brother? That seems like that could go bad.
Co-loaned an aunt, it would be.
Yeah.
I would imagine it was under your father's name and he let you guys fight over it?
Correct. And my brother was gone for a little bit off to college, so it was pretty much mine when I learned to drive.
Can you imagine Steve pulling up to high school in a minivan?
Yes.
Honda Odyssey.
It's the greatest visual.
That is so great. Do you have a picture of this thing?
I mean, it's a Honda Odyssey.
Okay, Bragger.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's a Honda Odyssey. I don't know what you're thinking about.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hey, Rick has texted and said, can you give a shout out to my wife, Brenda, on her birthday? So everybody say, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Brenda.
Kevin James.
Yeah, there you go. Very nicely done. You guys are so well trained.
Well, you've never gotten the look.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Quickly, a question for you guys. Do you guys use a wash rag in the shower to clean up or hand?
That is so old school.
What?
And you're old school, so what do you do?
My wife bought me a, what are these, something on a string.
Loofah?
Yeah, a loofah thing.
That's good, Bruce. It's supposed to exfoliate your skin. You know, you rub it around, get rid of that dead skin.
It feels good on top of my head.
Oh, I bet it does, buddy.
Yeah, you loofah your head.
Yeah.
Nice.
Loofah your head.
Bring out the good old Missouri soup bone.
Yeah. Forget about that loofah.
I use a washcloth. Didn't used to, but now I do.
Washcloth. Uh-huh. Okay, wow. How about that? Monty?
No.
Thank you. So, Bruce.
So you don't use your hand either?
Yeah.
Oh.
He asked washcloth.
Bruce, it's on a string?
Yeah. So it hangs on the...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, the little loop just goes on the whatever kind of like, you know, shampoo carrier or whatever you have. Mm-hmm. And then, I got you. Okay, I understand.
All right. I got to put soap on it so it soapies up.
It's soapies. Are you four? Soapies. What just happened?
Soapies.
Are you reverting? What's going on over there?
I like showers.
What about you, Jay?
No, there's no rags in there. Huh? No. No. Kevin, no.
Nope.
No. Steve, no.
Just your hands?
Just hands. Yeah. And did you just wash the washcloth every day then? Or like, do you like get a new one every day? Or you just
A new one.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, that's fair. Hmm.
Is it though?
So you use it to take your makeup off, pretty much.
Yeah, but the other day I didn't, and it got all over my pillow.
Okay.
Oh, I hate that.
You know, I found the thing you were talking about earlier where it's like a groundhog yelling at Alan.
Yeah.
And then it turns out it's not Alan. It's actually Steve.
Steve.
Alan! 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 Al! Alan!
Oh, so that's not Alan. Steve. That's Steve.
Steve! 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 Steve!
Hey, you know, groundhogs all look alike. Yeah, you can't tell them apart. Yesterday, I'm walking.
All my troubles seem so far away.
Okay. I was.
This is the second week in a row I think you guys did that.
Thank you.
Won't be the last.
Get used to it. So I'm walking downstairs and I see a man in the television lunchroom.
Yeah.
It's technically not just theirs, but you don't know.
Not at your house, you're saying.
No. Yes. I saw a man in my
TV station has a lunchroom downstairs, is what he's saying.
Absolutely. So I was walking toward the engineering room, and there's a man there, and I'm thinking to myself, Kevin, that's Rick, or our buddy Rick Edwards. I'm like, that's Rick.
Oh, yeah. Rick. Yeah, Rick.
So I see him, and he has his back to me. He's got the sink there. And I go, hey, Rickster, Ricky Rick. I just said Rick, but you know what I'm saying. I go, hey, Rick. Yeah, hey, Rick. Like that. And he turns his head, and I'm like, now I realize that's not Rick.
That's not Rick.
Did you go bing, bong, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, bong, ding, ding. And I immediately did the fake. I, like, changed my facial expression because it was, like, happy-faced because I saw somebody I know and I enjoy. Like, hey, Rick. And then it's not Rick. And he turns around, and I went straight face, and I go, hey, man. As if I was yelling to Rick down the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
So I just bluffed this guy into thinking, and I don't know who he was, but it's, hey, man.
Very good job.
Yeah, and then I walked past, and I was like, God, I hope he doesn't see me not talking to Rick now, because if he knows Rick, he's going to be like, where's Rick?
Yeah, wait.
Oh, Rick. I haven't so talked to Rick.
I haven't seen him in a while.
So I was like, Alan, Rick.
Oh, wait.
No, it's not Rick.
It's not Rick. It's Steve.
Hey, man.
Hey man.
I walked off. I'm like, buffaloed that guy.
Yeah.
Gave him the head nod, hey man, and he left me alone.
Oh, he believed you.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
We just had a little lesson over here with the Friday Boys, Warren and Bruce, about you just played the Post Malone Morgan Wallen song.
Yeah.
And I said, what do you guys know about those two fellas?
Oh, and, good. It's a quiz show, yeah.
Yeah, and Bruce said, well, Post Malone, yeah, he's a singer, and Warren's like, yeah, he's got a lot of tattoos on his face. And Bruce is like, yep, tattoos on his face.
Yeah.
And then right as we're going right back on the air, Warren says, yeah, and the other guy threw a chair off a building.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah. And Post Malone also fell in Elvis' swimming pool while playing guitar.
Yeah, fell or jumped.
That is
correct. Yeah.
Yeah, Warren.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely
good.
Right.
Pop culture knowledge.
Man.
That was for a Elvis Christmas special?
I think it was.
Yeah.
I thought, what would Elvis think of that?
He'd probably love it, actually.
Probably would.
Of all the things you know, that's all you know about him. A lot of tattoos, fell in Elvis' swimming pool, and the other guy threw a chair off a bar.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's pretty good. I was happy with those answers from you guys.
Yeah. The world is made up of sound bites and you know, pictures.
Yeah.
That's all you remember. Mm-hmm. All right, what do you have for, Kevin, what do you have for any entertainment news?
Do you guys... Kiss. Do we have any Kiss fans in
not
here?
Oh, fans.
You guys kiss?
Do you guys kiss?
Do you guys kiss? That you know what, Monty? I did say that, didn't
I?
Yeah,
it was fair.
Do you guys like Kiss,
I know that
the rock and roll group?
Oh, they're okay. Adam Lambert joined them, didn't he?
That's news to me. I don't know that.
I don't know if he joined the band.
I thought that was Queen.
Yeah, I think maybe that might have been it.
Oh.
Yeah, it might have been Queen.
Sang with Kiss on the show then. Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Wow. You are more humble.
But full of culture
than we are, so yeah.
So the deal is they've retired their live show. Kiss is no longer doing the live show.
Oh. I was just going to go see them.
And they're now wanting to do the hologram show, where it's all, you know, them doing a show, but with holograms.
Wow. Oh,
okay.
And
jeez.
The deal is they need a venue that is built specifically for their show.
I'll get on
so,
that.
So, guess what? They're going to Vegas and saying, Vegas, you want to do this? They're working behind the scenes to get the show up and running. I mean, a hologram show in Vegas for Kiss seems like that's going to work.
That's a good fit, I feel like, yeah.
They say at this point, Las Vegas is the strong contender.
You think?
Yeah,
think
so.
I wish they could do it in the Sphere.
Oh, wow. That would be cool.
Oh,
What? Do you know,
you know what that is?
No.
You don't know the sphere?
Not at all.
Warren, this seems like something you'd be obsessed with.
It's a big ball.
Yeah, it's like it's a giant.
I probably would be.
It's a ball sphere. And you on the inside, they hold concerts, but the walls of it are basically video screens. The entire inside.
And the outside. I believe over 1 million tiny screens that are all connected.
Wow.
There's actually been people who have gone to concerts in there that when they are showing the walls basically moving, they've actually gotten sick.
Wow.
Like
no
motion
kidding.
Sickness from being inside.
Yeah. So when are they going to perform at Branson?
Oh, boy.
That's when you'll catch them.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The bed of my pickup is a long ways to the front of it when I'm standing on the ground.
True, yes.
I have made a long handle with a metal hook on the end of it.
Oh, to reach the star?
So I can reach.
Kevin James.
That's
so
brilliant.
I can whop somebody pretty good.
Yeah, you got it. It's basically like, what do they call those things?
A weapon.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, fellas, we play a little round of catchphrase. Yeah. Let's see. We have five of us that can play. So want to mix the teams up? Kev, what do you think? Mix the teams up from the first game?
Sure.
I mean, what was Warren and Bruce were teammates before, and Steve was the all-time. We need an all-timer, and then we need a not an all-timer.
No, it's not an all-timer.
Not an all-timer,
say,
Bruce. Yeah,
we got that.
All-timer. All-timer, and then we need a team. So, I don't know. Kevin, you decide the teams. I'm
my
exhausted.
Gosh. Well, I'd like to take Warren exhausted. Because he brought in chili dogs. Right, so, yeah. Warren's on my team.
Okay.
Monty
can be the all-timer.
Oh, wow.
Yep, and then Jay and Bruce, Monty's all-timer.
All right.
Yep. Kay. All right. Let's see. Who wants to go first? You guys want to go first, Kev?
Sure.
Sure,
I
certainly.
Have some cards here.
And we can say as many words, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Who would like to give clues for your team?
I'll go first.
Okay, Kevin.
I haven't played a game yet today, so I got to get warmed up.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Okay.
Well done. Let me get 60 seconds on the clock for you, my friend. Did you take a shower today, Kevin?
Did I know?
Did I know?
Steve, did you take a shower?
We both didn't shower, did we?
I know. It's crazy.
What? I showered last night.
Did you? Okay, so no shower for you today. Not so that's three without. Bruce?
Yeah. No shower.
Oh, Monty?
I got one this morning.
You and Steve. You guys both showered?
Yeah, but what about the
shower,
Monty?
You're all gross except for Monty.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you do? I woke up late. My bad. All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's see how we do. Kevin has the cards. Kevin, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
You can use as many words as you want. Monty, you get to play too.
Yep.
So it is Kevin's giving and Monty is receiving the clues along with Warren. Guys, you can shout them out as many times
shout
as you want.
Shout them out.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
All right. It's concrete and it runs between a street and like
sidewalk.
Your yard. Thank you. Monty, I was worried about that one without saying the word. These are who we honor like.
Veterans.
Thank you. Gosh.
Good one, Monty. Monty's on
fire.
You're
on it. Birds live in one of these.
Nest.
This is where you go to learn something. It is a
school, education, university.
That's like at a hotel conference room usually. We're going to give a
speech.
Can we pass? I can't remember.
Convention.
Yeah, you can pass, Kevin.
Pass. This is what you have inside your lobes. If you stick your finger in there, you might pull out some of this.
Earwax.
Yep.
Monty. Nice, Kevin.
Monty.
Good job, Kevin.
This is where you park your car at your house. You might have
garage.
A driveway.
Yep.
Nice.
He's a little guy from Star Wars. He's a little round
R2-D2.
Fat. Yes.
Oh, Warren. Wow,
little round fat robot. This is what it is. You can eat it. It's got the juice.
That's time's up. All right.
It's got the juice.
It's got the juice.
It's got the juice. What is it?
It's an orange.
Was it a garage or a driveway?
What has the juice? Jay?
I feel like I should know that
you
one.
You should.
Dang it. It's got the juice. What the heck is that video?
It's got the juice.
I can't remember what the answer was, Kevin. What is it?
Corn.
Corn's got the juice.
Yeah, that's a corn is a can
kid.
Of corn.
That little kid.
Yeah, Monty, I was trying to say a can of corn is a can of corn.
Yeah.
But you can't. Good can of blank is a can of blank.
Was the other one seminar, Kevin?
Seminar. That was
seminar. Seminar.
That was a garage or
that was a hard one.
Driveway. I don't.
Garage, okay. Yeah. You got it, Monty.
All right, Bruce, 60 seconds on the clock. Do you want me to do it, Bruce?
Yeah, why don't you do it?
Yeah.
Okay,
all right.
Yeah,
all
right.
Buzz right through.
Buzz right through. Maybe. I don't know. All right, 60 seconds on the clock. And, Bruce, it's you and Monty, okay?
Oh, yes.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, and 1. Oh, good night. This is a singer. He's a rock star. The name of his band was the Heartbreakers.
Tom Petty.
Oh, yeah, Monty. That was amazing.
Man.
This guy throws the ball to the catcher.
Pitcher.
Mm-hmm. She was on The Voice. She has red hair. The queen of country music.
Oh, Reba.
Yep. There you go. Good.
Nice.
Oh, this weekend is what holiday?
Memorial Day.
Nice. Sometimes it's buried in a chest.
Treasure.
Thank you. That's a good one, Monty. Oh, they live next door to you.
Neighbors.
Neighbors, yep. That's correct. God, cards are stuck together. It holds your pants up.
Suspenders.
I knew you'd say suspenders. It was belt. Oh, gosh. He sang with Dean Martin.
Jerry Lewis.
No.
Huey Lewis.
Chairman of the board.
Sinatra.
Yes. God, thank you. Bruce. Oh, you wear this around your neck, but it's not long.
A bolo.
Bow tie. It was a hard one to get to. Good job, Monty.
You got eight.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Guys, victory.
Yeah.
Yay. Oh, hey. I would have won either way.
Boy, you would have won either way. Monty, I can't lose. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, this round, I feel bad. Steve made the words, but let's see if, Jay, you and I will go back and forth giving him clues.
Giving Steve clues?
On the words that he made, and let's see if he can get them.
Oh, boy. I don't remember most of them.
We're out. We're quiet on this one.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't get an all-time helper or helpers?
Nope. Sorry.
No, negative on the helper.
You. Kevin, you can start. I only have like four left, Kev. Five left.
I think I have like six left. Okay. Show off.
Sorry.
This is something you do. You do it to like your house or...
I didn't write renovation.
A car.
Paint it?
You are not supposed to be playing.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help.
1 point, Monty.
1 point, Monty.
This is a dog, and that's 0 points of me.
Clifford the Big Red Dog.
This guy is an actor. Wait, I'm supposed to go back and forth with Jay.
Yeah, I was waiting.
Okay, it's your turn. Your turn. My bad.
This is going well.
I can't believe it's not
butter.
Butter.
Oh, there we go.
Thank you.
This guy is good friends with Matt Damon.
Ben Affleck.
Affleck. This is where you pay money to rent a room.
Oh, hotel.
Mm-hmm.
This is little green trees that people eat.
Broccoli.
Nice, Kevin.
I'm doing so well.
You are, Steve. Isn't this fun? When you've made the words, you can actually get some.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Your best impression.
Elvis.
Do your Elvis. Ready, go.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that was actually the best one he's done.
Yeah. Yeah. Really? Oh, wow.
Now, this guy is also known on our show as Pork Chop.
Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
Jelly Roll.
We usually have these pastries on Friday.
Donuts.
This guy's on fire right now.
Can't be stopped.
It's the...
try and stop me, but...
Different. It's owned by the same company, but it's not Facebook. It's the other one.
Instagram.
For the win.
Wow.
Steve, everybody. This is how we build his confidence.
That's right. I feel real good right now.
Yeah. Ding bong, ding dong.
Yeah, Steve, if you want to play another game that you can now already know the answers to, that would be great.
Yeah. Did we have fun doing that?
Yeah, that was great. Those were good words. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra almost got me, but other than
Oh, blue eyes.
What did you say? Jerry Lewis?
Yeah.
Did he sing with Jerry Lee Lewis? I guess Jerry Lee Lewis.
They were. No.
Jerry Lewis too?
Yeah, really? they were him and Dean Martin.
Oh, okay. I guess, yeah. What was that? The Rat Pack?
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
Who was the fourth one? Wasn't there four?
Peter Lawford.
Who?
What?
That wasn't real.